We're talking about picture books this week, and for a certain set of readers, one need only say the word pigeon to set off a frenzy of delight.
Pigeon is the star of a series of best-selling children's books that began with "Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus." Pigeon is not much more than a stick figure with a couple of circles for eyes who can get huffy and display all the melodrama of a four-year-old.
Mo Willems created Pigeon. His latest book is "The Duckling Gets a Cookie." It features an oh-so-adorable yellow duckling, and notice, Pigeon is not in the title. One might not even know he's in the book.
Yeah, and that makes it even worse for him. You know, these are not funny books to the pigeon. These are tragedies. So on the first page, I think the pigeon says, "I do not like the look of that title."
So you really meet Pigeon first. And tell us about Pigeon.
He is the only creation, the only character I've ever created that I didn't create. I really wanted to make children's books. I wanted to make picture books. So I spent a month in Oxford, England, thinking it would make me smarter, and it didn't. And I made all these really terrible books. And in the margins, I started drawing this pigeon who was complaining about the other books, who was saying, "Don't write about them, write about me. I'm funnier. Stop this. This isn't funny," that sort of thing. And so eventually I gave in, and I turned him into a sketchbook that I give for clients and friends. And sort of by accident, this got into the hands of an agent. And, now look at the mess I'm in.
Well, actually, that sounds like what we sometimes hear from novelists, that their characters take on a life of their own and actually force them into some sort of path that they maybe didn't expect.
Absolutely. And you know, the pigeon ends up in the back of every book or somewhere hidden in every other book that I do. And he just hates it when I'm not writing about him. And so I always have this constant sort of pecking on the side of my head saying, when are you going to make a book about me?
Well, this is theoretically about Duckling. Right. And who is Duckling?
Duckling is really the sweetest, kindest, most adorable little duckling. Duckling gets everything, and Pigeon doesn't. It's just part of another injustice that is around the pigeon. He doesn't get to drive the bus. He doesn't get to stay up late. And now he has to deal with this super cute, adorable thing that seems to be getting all the attention.
Let's read just a little bit of "The Duckling Gets a Cookie." Now, I couldn't even begin to think about being Pigeon, but I could probably take on Duckling.
Oh, that's great. You would make a great Duckling. Do you want to start at the beginning?
Sure. "Hello, Scooty, Scooty, Scoot. May I have a cookie, please?"
And suddenly, magically, a cookie comes into frame. Whoop.
And so Duckling's got a cookie and says, "Oh, thanks. That was very nice of you. Oh, look at all those nuts."
And "Hey, how did you get that cookie?"
"I asked for it."
"You asked for it?"
"Politely."
"Hey, does that cookie have nuts?"
"Yes."
"So you got a cookie with nuts just by asking?"
"Politely."
"I ask for things all the time."
It goes on. But for the part that I gather children will join in, and it's the big no.
No.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, part of it is when you're a little kid, it's just, it stinks. The furniture is not made to your scale. You can literally, if you're having fun and somebody wants you to stop, they can lift you up and fly you into another room. They can take you away. You have to ask permission to go to the bathroom, you know. And so here, I think, is the chance for you to stick it to the pigeon. Because that's, it's just human nature. We, you know, if we're being trodden down, we're really looking for an opportunity to do it to somebody else.
Well, you know, your work, you engage with the big issues, loss, injustice. And it seems like in one book, and this isn't one of the pigeon books, this is Elephant and Piggy. One in that series is "We Are in a Book." And it seems like you're engaging there with death or one's own end.
I probably am. I mean, Elephant and Piggy are, sure. You know, this is the great thing about writing for kids is the things that really matter to us as humans are heightened in a kid. You know, it's love, it's jealousy, it's justice, it's wanting to drive a bus. These core fundamental philosophical issues.
Yeah, like wanting to drive a bus. That's definitely a core fundamental issue.
Definitely. No, I mean, that goes back to the Greeks.
Tell us about We Are in a Book. The premise is, they've discovered they're in a book.
It's self-awareness, yes.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing for them. They discover they're in a book. And so, like anybody who discovers they have power, the first thing they want to do is manipulate that power. So they're going to make these young readers say the word banana, whether they want to or not. Then Piggy says to Elephant, well, do you want to come up with another game that we can play with these poor innocent readers before the book ends? And it's the first time that Elephant realizes that books end. And the pages are going very quickly. So he flips out.
But I'm not sure I want to give anything away. But you figure out a way to resolve
it. There's a solution. There has to be a solution.
Yeah. You have a long relationship with writing for television. You won 6 Emmys for your work at Sesame Street. And that kind of writing shows up in your books, it seems. Not just funny, but also really works. And it's very possible to read it out loud. Do you read out loud as you're writing?
I think it's really important. I mean, here's the weird thing is I write for illiterates. So
three-year-olds.
That's an odd thing. Right. So what that means is I am dependent on my orchestra. And my orchestra can be a parent, it can be a teacher, it can be a librarian. But I have to make sure that my orchestra is engaged, that they're, you know, maybe being sillier than they normally are, that they're yelling and jumping around, so that's what's going to make the book work better. It's very, very important. Also because it's a time to be together. You know, I want parents to be engaged in it. I want them to laugh because then it's cool. I think that sometimes parents forget that they are the coolest people in the world to kids. They're just awesome. So if they're enjoying reading books, suddenly the kid is going to say, wow, reading books is awesome.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Mo Willems. His new book is The Duckling Gets a Cookie. Take a peek at our website.
And later today on All Things Considered, NPR's Backseat Book Club, a series for older children. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.